I was seeing the film, and for me, the kind of humor, it's not so childish. It's, I would say, juvenile, and even for adults. So, was this intention, or it came like this?
It kind of started that way, I think, because we were doing a movie about a contemporary world. I think because, and a lot of the humor that we find as adults making the film comes from these parallels we find with our own society. Like the sloth thing is a good example. It's not necessarily something a kid would get, because they probably haven't been to the DMV, but every adult on the planet, apparently, gets it. And no matter what country we go to,
it plays it's not just American.
This frustration with bureaucracy is universal. And so that's an example of something that you wouldn't think a child would get, but it's more layered in there for the adults. But the child can enjoy it.
Well, because I think that... Yeah. A kid will see that Judy's in a hurry and that she's at the mercy of a sloth, you know, so they laugh at that, but then...
They'll have to wait until they're 19 or 20.
Older. For it fully, you know.
Well, we had a great experience in Brussels, but it's one of the first places we visited in the last couple of weeks, and we were at a screening, and we saw a little boy watching his father laughing at that scene, and just to see how much joy the little kid was getting from watching his dad. Even though he didn't get the DMV joke, his dad was having so much fun. Yeah. It was really sweet. It was very heartwarming. Yeah.
Should I ask you about the title? Because the title is Zootropia in the U.S. Zootopia in the U.S. and Zootropolis in the U.K. I was just wondering.
In Zoomania in Germany.
Oh, is that right? Oh, it is actually.
Zootopia in France. France.
I mean, and then there was another one.
Zootopa, I think. Somewhere?
In the Netherlands.
Zootopia.
What's the reasoning behind the different titles?
Obviously, same movie, with just a different title. And if we had our druthers, you know, it would be called Zootopia all over the world, but... sometimes when you go out, you know, and investigate just like the legalities of a name or a title, it's like we found with this one that there were copyright issues with other markets using that name. So for the UK, they came up with we thought, okay, we can't call it Zootopia, so we'll call it Zootropolis. We thought that was good,
we went to Germany.
Germany said, well, we can't say Zootopia or Zootropolis.
And then we said, what do you guys think about Zoom? They said, how about Zoomania?
Zoomania. And they're like, we really like Zoomania.
Yeah, they're like Romania.
And I thought that it was supposed to be like some kind of
crazy
mental problem. you know, someone that likes zoos.
And they go crazy around the place. Yeah.
I'm suffering from Zoomania. I had an uncle that succumbed to Zoomania. He just loved zoos.
But they're okay. They're like, oh, we want
Zoomania, and then France said, well, we want Zootopie.
Yeah,
so it's like, oh, okay, you can have that.
And
so it just kind of became like, well, it's you know what, it's gonna stay. And some of our actors had to, anytime the name Zootopia came up, they would have to re-record it. You know,
I mean, things like the signs. I noticed some. So in Germany, would say welcome to Zoomania in France. So literally, had to get changed for every territory.
Yes, it did.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But it's the same movie, and hopefully, you know, if we did our job right, it'll still.
It's just confusing on social media. I was just posting.
I know, yeah.
That's true. That's,
I never know what to call it. I guess it's just depending on where we are, you know. But you're right, you know. And I think you hashtag all the
I try to hashtag all of them.
All of them. As many as possible.
You run out of space. It's
so yeah.
Your message has to be like 10 letters.
Yeah.
Like,
have a great day. Yeah.
See it now.
Yeah.
The idea is very original. And who had the initial nudge, the spark, and then,
boom, and in this man's head.
Well, I pitched the first little spark of this movie 5 years ago. It was a long time ago. Right after I finished working on directing Tangled with Nathan Greno. So after we finished that film, I had always loved Disney's great animal films, like Lion King, Jungle Book, which grew up on Jungle Book. That was like the first film that you ever
first
went
film
to,
that I ever saw.
Ever went to, and I grew up on Robin Hood, which is it's not the most popular Disney film, but it made a huge impression on me as a kid. And so there's a lot of Robin Hood's DNA, and there's that great Disney appeal. And John Lasseter and I were talking, and I said, we hadn't done a film like this for a long time with animals that wear clothes and stand up, and wouldn't it be great to do that in the contemporary world where animals stand up and use iPhones, and he was very excited about it, and so we really dove in, and started to think about, okay, what is this world?
He got very excited. He's downplaying it. John got super excited.
John likes something. Oh yeah, when John likes something, you'll be talking to him. When he really likes
this is what you're looking for, and our boss John Lasseter.
He does this. He goes, his eyebrows like pop up, and if it's a really good idea, he goes, like his mouth will pop open too. So he's great. So he's not a very good poker player. I can tell, but he really loved the idea of doing this because he grew up on Wind in the Willows,
the Mr. Toad movie from the 40s.
Yeah, and he was just really. But he did say, if we're going to do this, we have to make the film very, very different from other talking animal films, and so we really needed to figure out how the city was going to work, which is why when you look at it, it's engineered to actually work. Like, we have multiple scale doors that you see on the train. There's a huge air conditioning, a heating wall that actually would work if you had enough money and time to build it.
And the juice bar.
And the juice bar for the giraffes. And there's just layer upon layer of things that would really, really work in the film. And we love it.
It makes the world feel authentic and well thought out. And like you're going to some place real, you know, that it's not, because we would talk about when we were kids, like I know I would like read books or see cartoons about these kind of anthropomorphic animal worlds where they all lived in like a city that just looked like New York or something. Yeah. And it's as a kid, right? I would always think like, well, isn't the polar bear really hot? You know, like living in New York and wearing a suit, you know, and so it was those kinds of things that we thought we can do it differently. You know, we can make this, you know, into something that people haven't seen before by, you know, putting like doing different neighborhoods that you know make the animals comfortable from where they're from. You know, the way that you would have ethnic neighborhoods in a big city, of any big city, and it starts to make it feel like, wow, this is a place that has history and a legacy to it, and there's old buildings and new ones and things for mice and things for big animals. So then when the viewer watches it, it feels like, oh my God, you know, where was this place? You know, I never knew this existed. Yeah. You know?
Can you tell something about the research you did before? I heard you even went to Kenya to see...
One of the things we do before we start any project, this is true of Wreck-It Ralph too, you know, Rich had to become like the foremost expert in the world on video games.
Yeah. Which I had a lot of time in my youth that I'd already started. I started at age 10.
Yeah. So by the time you did that movie, nobody in the earth knew more about video games than
well, I don't know about that. Well, there's some crazy people,
obsessed people. But for this, we needed to figure out how animals and the animal world really worked. And so we spent almost a year, about 9 or 10 months, really looking at how animals behaved. We brought in tons of animal experts. We went to our own Animal Kingdom in Disney's Animal Kingdom, which is an amazing, probably the most amazing artificial habitat ever built for animals. And we learned a ton there. But we went back to John and we told him what we found out. And he said, well, you guys, you haven't gone far enough. We need to send you where the animals live, where animal society is.
And eat each other.
And he said, you're going to Africa. And we said, Africa? And he said, yeah, Africa. So he put us on a plane and we flew to Nairobi. And then they flew us in tiny little planes out into the middle of nowhere. And we spent 2 weeks among herds of 60, 70,000 wildebeest. We saw herds of 300 zebra. I'd only seen one zebra or two zebra in a zoo in my whole life. And now we're looking at, and there's 200 or 300 zebra. And one of the things we saw there, one of our first camps is right next to a watering hole. And the watering hole was about probably 10 meters from us, about 30 feet. And we could just sit there. And during the day, lions would come in and they would drink from the watering hole right next to gazelle and zebra, which are their food, which are they normally eat. And nobody was eating anyone. It was all, everyone was behaving and behaving really nicely. And they would drink and they would go their separate ways. And we thought that's a very interesting kind of parallel to how humans are in cities. Cities are where we all kind of gather, and it's different groups that need different things. But we all have to find a way to get along, and that's where a lot of the sort of social layers of the movie started to develop, and I think that's why people are kind of getting us there.
I was not involved in the research trip. I came on right after they went, and I just want to use this moment to lodge a complaint on
maybe for the sequel
on Moana. If you've heard of that Ron Clements and John Musker are working on, it takes place in Polynesia, so they went on this amazing journey. There's a film called Gigantic in the works right now. It's Jack and the Beanstalk, kind of set in Spain, so they went all over Spain. Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. I went 5 miles from our studio to a video game graveyard. That was my research.
That's awesome.
I missed out on all these.